الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا. It is a reminder for all of us of the great importance of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The world that we are living in, those people who are like pious also, they feel we just have to follow Quran Sharif and we just have to do our faras, that is enough. But yeah, this ayat shows us clearly how important sunnah is in our lives. And alhamdulillah, many brothers all practice upon sunnah. But just a refresher there to how important it is and what the great value of it is. Firstly, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains that Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Qul, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you announce and you say to the people, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, if you claim that you have love for Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, and ulama have also explained that if you want the love of Allah ta'ala, you want the love of Allah in your life, then fattabi'uni, make my ittiba, follow in my footsteps. One time, Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahmatullah alayh, great alim of Pakistan, he was in our Jami Masjid, and he was giving a bayan, so he said that you have to make ittiba, you have to follow. So he asked, what is the meaning of ittiba? So I said, ittiba, to follow. So he said, that is like making tarjuma of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, yani Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There's a tarjuma. He said, what is that? Qadam by qadam, step by step, follow every step. How sometimes little children will follow their parents and they put their feet in the exact in that step. Wherever that step was, they follow there. Like that we have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. I speak of on my own behalf, we are far, far from that. We talk about ittiba'i sunnat, but what is to step by step to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also explains that Allah Ta'ala in this ayat has shown that qadam, that step, which is so valuable, and if you follow in that step, you become valuable. The step of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, his lifestyle in everything, from morning to night, from birth to death, public life, private life, every step of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is so valuable. Whoever will follow in that, he will become also valuable. That step is so valuable that who follows in that step also becomes so valuable. Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqshe qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Every step of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the road to Jannat. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Jalla jalaluhu. And the way of sunnat joins you to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, you get joined to Allah Ta'ala, which is your Jannat in this dunya. And akhirat you get Jannat. All by following the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Like that we all take it for granted, we follow sunnah, but each one of us think, when we have, for example, our meals, breakfast, lunch, supper, how much do we sit on the floor and eat? Or do we sit on the chair and at the table and we have our meals? Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, when he became old, he couldn't sit down. He would be due to his health reason. He should have to sit on top. But he would never sit like how you would sit on a chair and at a table. He said that is the Shabbuh bil Kuffar with the Nasara. How they said he would have like a desk at the bottom, a coffee table or something like that. But he wouldn't like openly make that the Shabbuh. Though he was ill and it was permitted. Like many places when they have some da'wahs, whatever, walima, any da'wah, they put on the floor and they put some tables also. They are old people who can't manage. And all those people normally just sit at the table. But you should try such a way, like for example, you turn your chair a little bit away, you keep your plate in your hand, whatever. But try avoid the shabbuh. Where you can't help it, it's a different thing, but we should try and avoid it. And especially as healthy people, we have got ability, then we should sit on the floor. Many people will spend 40 days in Jamaat also, 40 days in the Khanqa also. But when they go home, the first breakfast is at the breakfast nook. And it's made in a special way, and everyone sits in there. So we should try and follow sunnahs, inshallah. Sunnahs are very much beloved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah loves them. And so what will happen? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you want the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you claim the love of Allah ta'ala, then فَاتَّبِعُونِ قَدَمْ بَقَدَمْ Every step following my lifestyle. And today it is so that any person who does it today is he's too strict or he's too orthodox and he belongs to the camel age. But see what the Quran says, what the Quran Sharif says, what is the importance of Sunnah. Like that today, one time one person went to Maulana Imran Bhopali, Rahmatullah Ali in Bhopal, and while discussing on a certain point, he said, but that is sunnah. So he says, 100% true, it is sunnah. But your tone of saying it, that it is sunnah, like it's not important, that is kufr. To disregard the sunnah, to undermine sunnah, to regard it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have said that, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ That whoever has followed the Rasul, he has actually followed Allah Ta'ala. What a great certificate Allah gave to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That ittiba and ita'at Rasul, following Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah declares it, he's following me. Whoever will follow my Rasul, he's following me. May yuti Rasul faqad ata'a Allah. That you will you'll be following Allah Ta'ala. So how valuable it is, and what a great level of the sunnah is in our lives. In fact, in many khanqas, the main object is to practice upon sunnah, to bring sunnahs alive. And it comes in the hadith sharif, more or less the mafhum, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati. A person who brings alive one sunnah of mine. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quotes, "Ay man amila biha," who makes a sunnah alive, that is a person who practices upon a sunnah. So you made a sunnah alive. And when people are not practicing on sunnah, like today, how many good people in the Arab world, it is common, many people, especially rice with the spoon we eat. And eating with spoon and fork, etc., is very, very common. Whereas, on one occasion, one great alim of Egypt was visiting India. He visited Darul Uloom Deoband as well. And he had meals with Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali. So, they eat normally with spoon and fork, knife. So, they told Maulana, you also eat with that. So he says, I am eating with a fork. And he showed his finger like this. So if you see like this, it is a fork. And he said, my fork is better than your fork in four ways. That my fork, I washed it, wash hands, is sunnah also. That is also a sunnah, which is not much in us. That before eating, wash our hands. After eating, wash their hands again. So that is also a sunnah. And we should try and observe all the sunnahs. So he says, I washed it, and it was, so I know it is clean. I washed it myself. Your fork, whether it was washed, not washed, who washed it, how it was washed, we don't know. Then, secondly, my fork, when I eat, it bends easily. So the food, I can catch it very easily and put it in my mouth. You, I see, with the knife and the fork that you have, it's evading you. It's going this side, that side. You are trying hard to catch hold of it. Whereas with the fingers, it's so easy to pick it up. And then he said that with your fork, by mistake, if you have to hit your teeth, then it pains terribly. It can cause damage also. With my finger, if I hit my teeth by mistake, no harm whatsoever. And the biggest benefit is that my fork is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your fork is the tariqah of the kuffar, the Yahud and the Nasara. It is their tariqah. So we should try and bring sunnah as far as possible. Where, for example, something is like soup, etc., you use a spoon, no problem. But other things like rice we eat, then don't use a spoon, use your fingers. And also one sunnah we should try, and which is a sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to eat with three fingers. Normally we all eat with all five fingers. And that doesn't give a real good sign, like a person who is like bent on eating that everything. And when you eat with three fingers, it shows modesty. It speaks of a lot of modesty. So we should try to bring that also. After sunnah, after eating, to lick the fingers also. That is also a sunnah. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, whenever guests came and they ate at home, I could easily make out in which utensil Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ate. Because it was the most clean utensil, completely. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that don't leave pieces of food, like it's our habit, that when you finish eat, how much of meat on the bones, how much food is left in the plate. Plate is not clean, so that is, and mostly it goes for waste. And the most amount of waste, Allah Ta'ala protect us all, is what is said in the aeroplanes, and in the hotels, that the minute that the food is given to a passenger, when they take it back, then they don't use it. It's now thrown, and not given for animals, not given to the poor, it goes into the dustbin. In the hotels, we see also people explain that people, when they go and eat in the hotels, and you go in the restaurant, and buffet style, you dish out and you put in your plate, the eyes are bigger than the mouth, than the stomach, and they dish out a lot. And then afterwards they can't eat all that. All that goes for waste. The amount of wastage, sunnah way of eating is to that there is no wastage whatsoever. A person is watchful. Now, not only in his plate, and also very important, some people we eat the plate, we keep it clean, or we clean the plate, we eat all the food there, but the surrounding around the plate is there's a lot of mess. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was so particular about this that he should make sure that around the plate, the surrounding also is absolutely clean. In fact, on one occasion, Hazrat had just arrived from Karachi, and Hazrat was at Maulana Hussain Payat's place, Rahmatullah Ali. And it was Asr time, tea time, and Hazrat had a cup of tea just before Asr. And then even the tea cup, Hazrat used his finger to clean it. So I asked Hazrat, just so much that what's left after? And the Western way, the other way, that at least perhaps quarter cup of the tea is left. There's quite a pee. That is shown, that according to them is now like etiquette of eating, to leave, not to drink up everything, but for what are you leaving it? It is going down the drain, and it is made. So Hazrat said first, Hazrat in his humility, Hazrat so said that is ghulu from my side. I'm overdoing it. It's unnecessary. But then Hazrat said, "Bhai, what makes the whole cup is the cup is made with one drop. Without one drop, you won't get a cup of tea. So you are in need of each and every drop. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that you clean your plate. You don't know in which part is the barakat of the food. You might eat the whole plate of food, but perhaps you didn't get the barakat. It's left in that last little bit. You don't know where it is. So barakat, so sunnah in all our things, not only eating, dressing also. One beautiful sunnah dua for dressing and for eating also. Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمني هذا الطعام هذا كساني هذا اللباس هذا الثوب ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. And Allah gave it to me without any real effort of my side. And we might be making effort. We bought the clothes, we sewed it, we whatever it is. But really, in reality, it is only from Allah's side. Ours is just like we're just putting our hand there. That's all. Like a mountain standing. And somebody goes, a little child, and he puts his hand on the mountain, and he says, I'm keeping the mountain in place. Where can he keep the mountain in place? Allah is keeping that mountain in place. Nobody else can keep that mountain in place. So, for whatever effort we made in our clothes, in our food, houses, whatever, Allah Ta'ala make us acknowledge that this is solely the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who does that, all his sins are forgiven, past and future. Allah Ta'ala reads these du'as. So these are all sunnah, the sunnah du'as, or the occasion of the various, the du'as of the various occasions. One wonderful sunnah du'a, Allahumma in the morning ma asbaha, and in the evening ma amsa, bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak falakal hamdu wa lakash shukr. A person who reads that dua, then he has made the shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all Allah's ni'mat. And duas are like that. One sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh Allah's Rasul, you have taught us so many duas, but my memory is weak. I can't remember all the duas. So many, so valuable duas. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam caught his hand and told him, come, let me teach you one dua in which you will get all the duas of your Nabi. And what is that dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri mast'aadha minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, in this dua are all the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of tahajjud time. What were du'as? In this one du'a, all the du'as of tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all the du'as of Safa Marwa. What were du'as? Seven times between Safa and Marwa. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's du'as, we perhaps get tired. Or we are with our friends, we start talking or something. And our du'as, we perhaps just between Maylain and Khadarain, between the two green posts. There we make some du'a, Rabbi Fir Warham, Wanta Khairu Rahimin. Perhaps we become, at Safa Marwa, we make some du'a. But Nabi Ali Salah, in that one du'a, all those du'as. The du'as of Tawaf, seven rounds of Tawaf. And du'as in every round, all the time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And on all other occasions, after Farz Namaz, on the big nights, special occasions, all the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In this one du'a, we get all those du'as. So the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a very great thing, whether it's in eating, drinking, in our du'as, in our clothes, in our lifestyle, in everything. Sunnah is the cornerstone of sunnah, as far as especially lifestyle, dressing, is simplicity. And the opposite of that, what the dushman make, that everything fancy. And in simplicity, there is very little money you spend also. Very little time also. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in one ijtima, he was giving a bayan, and he explained that food, if we have simple food, then to prepare it, you don't need much time. Quickly, just little bit you do, and it's prepared. You don't need a big shopping list, and you have to go shopping. But when you want to cook all the fancy things, then you have to get your ingredients from, in fact, overseas also. Somebody is getting from India some ingredients, somebody from Pakistan, somebody from where and where. And then to prepare it also, it takes so long. To serve it, it must be served in style like that also. To eat it, you can't just eat it like that simply. You need the time, you an hour for sitting down, for having meals, etc. And if it's simplicity, quickly, you just put a few things together and you just sit down. And anywhere you sit down, you just put a chatai down, you sit down and you ate, finished. And Allahu Akbar, Allah give us tawfiq. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to sit like in the crouching position. Like when we sit in the toilet on the flat pan, how we sit like that. Like that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should say. Or he should sit with his one leg up. And he should say that I'm like a slave. And how we see the laborers, how they, anywhere they get a corner, they sit down and they take out their lunch and they eat it and finish. Like that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It wasn't a big issue. And today for us, meals are the cards which are printed for in a menu which comes first. And some, it's like a book form, the whole menu. Like in the aeroplanes, when they give you your menu, it's like in a book form, all the different things and that. And then all the starters and so many things and that. And then when you're finishing off some dessert, some tea, a whole big long story, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring sunnahs into our lives. That is the life wire of ours. So if we will do that, Allah Ta'ala says, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. And we make itaat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In all the ways we try our best. And a person should try and add a sunnah to his life, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it is, one more sunnah. And really if we are keen and we want the sunnah, we will always see till the end of our life that still this sunnah wasn't in my life. For example, when we take off clothes, what is the sunnah dua? A person who now he thinks, then he finds out, Bismillah illadhi la ilaha illahu. La ilaha ghayru. You read that dua, that is the sunnah dua. For example, when we sit in the car, and mashallah, some of our friends, Allah reward them, here in South Africa, where the driver's seat is on the right hand side. So when you get on, in the car, your left leg goes first in. But mashallah, there are those brothers who do it so sharply and so quickly without noticing. They'll first put their right leg and then the left leg. Though it's not so easy to do it. On the other side, the passenger side, you get in with the right leg first. And in other countries where the driver is on the left side, he gets in with the right leg first. So that is quite understood. But here in South Africa, usually you'll get in with the left leg. But mashallah, there are those brothers who made the effort. And whenever they get in, they first put in the right leg and then the left leg. So Allah gives tawfiq. And where we fail to practice on a sunnah, don't justify. Make istighfar, tawbah. That Allah forgive us. That I'm very weak. I can't manage. It's my weakness. But sunnah, man never belittle it. Never underestimate it, underrate it. It is sunnah, is very, very great. Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what did he say? That atruku sunnata habibi li ha'ulai al-humaqa. I must give up the sunnah of my beloved for these stupid people who are regarded as culture. and people who are regarded as people who are like advanced people. Today we are shy, and we just give up our sunnah. One person one time who happened to eat in a restaurant with other people, but he ate according to sunnah. The other non-Muslim people around, they remarked, they said, that is, eat as you are comfortable. You don't have to follow all the customs and that. And eat according to the sunnah way. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we eat we try as much as possible to bring sunnahs into our lives. Until mort, we can't have all the sunnahs. So anyway, when getting in the car also, there's one sunnah also because we climbed up into the car. Whether even it's a low car, but it's a step up. So, and the other cars, they are quite high. So when you get up, it's sunnah to say also Allahu Akbar. When we get into the car, so we went a step up. So if you remember, say Allahu Akbar at that time. And also the sunnah, whenever we are climbing up stairs, and that's common, many places there are stairs, to every step to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's a reviving a sunnah. And man amila bi sunnati, ay man ahya sunnati, ay man amila biha. فَلَهُ بِهَا أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ 100 شَهِيدٍ ثَوَابًا. So much is the value of the sunnah, of practicing on the sunnah. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala give us tawfiq in all. So when we do practice on that, we try our best. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. You get the love of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. And if you got one drop of the love of Allah, then you got everything. And the way to get the love of Allah is ittiba'i sunnah. And not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah will forgive your sins also. By following on the sunnah, Allah will shower you with His love. And if you got the love of Allah, Allah bless us with His love. Then rozas become easy. Otherwise we wonder now, rozas, what time we going to start with Taraweeh? What time we going to finish? Sehri going to be so early. Fajr going to be so early. But once you've got the love of Allah, love is a thing that you will move mountains also. When you have that love. And the love of Allah is the greatest thing. And without the love of Allah, everything is a big mujahada. Very hard. Rozas will be very hard. But with the love, it is just in the stride. It becomes easy. Allah bless us with His love. And one way of gaining it is to try to practice on the sunnah. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَكَانَ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ And in any case, Allah is غَفُور. And that is the superlative. Allah Ta'ala is not only غَافِر who forgives, or more than that, غَفَّار. But Allah, more than that, is غَفُور. And the same way, Rahim, Ghafoorur Rahim. Rahim also is the superlative case. Allah is very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. So all this Allah is put in the capsule of following the sunnah of Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this and to follow the sunnah, inshallah.